In our previous show, we began a discussion. If somebody ate on Yom Kippur, he was allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. And then he's fine and no longer needs to eat. Is he allowed to eat another time because he's already not fasting today anyway? We quoted the opinion of the Aruch HaNer, who wanted to suggest Pshat and Al Gemara, Daf Yud Ches Mabez and Masech the Krisis, that the Gemara perhaps is indeed suggesting that that would be permissible. We quoted the Mishnah Brura, who says in two different places that it's not mutter. And that is the opinion of most Paiskim. It's the opinion of the Mechitz Chinuch. It's the opinion of the Machz Avraham and Chelek Aruchayim, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis. The Marsham discusses this question in a number of places. He discusses it in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel. He discusses it in Chelek Dalid in Sif Kot and Simen Kuf Mem Hey Sif Gimel. He discusses B'dim Misha Ochel, somebody ate on Yom Kippur because of Bikuach Nefesh, if he has to fast. And in fact, he says in the Sefer Das Torah that he wrote on Hilchos Treifus, he says that he wrote a special letter to say that that's not permitted. And he braces it on a Rashba. The Rashba says, Mish och sabumas, if somebody was affected by malnutrition, we keep on feeding him until he's okay. However, Mishum ve'elach, after Baruch Shem yor enof, after he's Baruch Shem fine, Bisurika, he's not allowed to eat. So we see that he's allowed to eat some. When you have to eat, you could eat, but after you're allowed to eat, you may not eat anymore. The question is, what is the Rashba discussing? Is the Rashba discussing Hilchos Yom Kippur? And from here we have a clear raya that Hilchos Yom Kippur teaches us only as long as you're allowed to eat, you could eat. Afterwards, you may not eat. Or is the Rashba referring to a situation where you ate dvarim tmeim, where you ate non-kosher food? And the Rashba saying is, you're in a matzav sakana, you're in a situation of sakana, and because you're in a situation of sakana, that's why you may eat. But once the sakana, something that's not kosher, but once the situation of sakana passes, so you're not allowed to eat non-kosher food. But he isn't necessarily discussing the halacha of eating on Yom Kippur once you already have eaten anyway in Yom Kippur. So as much as the Marsham, as we said, in three different places, paskins that one, even though one ate, he may not eat again, it's not clear that that's the din, that the Rashba is a compelling raya. The Shalos HaTshuvos Har Tzvi in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Hey discusses the Shaila as well. And he speaks about a boy who became bar mitzvah in the middle of Yom Kippur. How is that possible? Two ways. One is that the Shtei Saris only developed in the middle of the day Yom Kippur. And we know that Midaraisa, a boy is not considered by mitzvah unless he's 13 years old and he brought Shtei Saris. Or as we've discussed in previous shurim, that there are opinions that say we follow Shois. We follow the exact hour. So if a boy was born Yom Kippur, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he only becomes by mitzvah Yom Kippur 13 years later, 12 in the afternoon. It's not a question that the Har Tzvi discusses with this. So this boy, until he became bar mitzvah, was allowed to eat. Now he became bar mitzvah. And the question is, part of this Yom Kippur he already ate. Does he have to now fast? He says, if we look at the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Me'erev ad Erev tishbusu shabbatchem. So we can make an argument. Only the person who's fasting me'erev at erev, from the beginning of Yom Kippur till the end of the Yom Kippur, he has to fast. But somebody who isn't fulfilling and isn't even obligated to fulfill the me'erev at erev shouldn't have to fast. Or he speaks about another case. Let's say a person becomes a ger in middle of Yom Kippur. So till he became a ger, he was allowed to fast. He was allowed to eat. Now he became a ger. He quotes a Yeshuas Yaakov, that the Yeshuas Yaakov paskins like the Aruch HaNer. That if you're only starting to fast in the middle of the day, that isn't considered a fast. And therefore, the halacha is that you don't fast the rest of the day. So he wants to say that it's connected perhaps to a shaila that comes up in Shas, that we say Hoyel v'Ishtri Ishtri. He then quotes the Rashba that we just quoted. But then he says, then he discusses our Gemara, and he says, and the Binyan Tzion says this far as well, that since Tosfos chose not to say the teretz that the Aruch HaNer suggested. The Aruch HaNer suggested a teretz that the reason why Gemara spoke about a kezayis chaylev in the morning and then a kezayis chaylev in the afternoon, rather than speaking about eating on Yom Kippur in the morning and then Yom Kippur in the afternoon. So Tosfos said, because the Gemara wanted to speak about a kezayis, not about a kesevis, which is the sheer achil of Yom Kippur. Says the Binyan Tzion, why didn't Tosfos suggest the Aruch HaNer's teretz? The teretz that, because if you ate in the morning, you may eat in the afternoon. It must be that Tosfos holds, though even though you ate in the morning, doesn't give you a heter to eat again. And so too that I see is the opinion of the Shail Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Yud Aleph Simen Tuf Kuf Gimel. He says that he quotes Rishonim that clearly are of the opinion that once, even though you ate, you are not allowed to eat again. And he says so too is the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, and also that was the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. However, there's a lengthy tshuva, actually three tshuvas, about this issue in the Shas HaTshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Vav, starting with Simen Yud Beis. And the Tzitz Eliezer actually makes a very interesting observation. The observation he makes is that the Sefer Aruch HaNer, who is the one that is Makel, according to Pshat and Al Gemara, and the Sefer Binyan Tzion were written by the same person. So now we have a real dilemma. We have the same Mechaber, Dor HaNer, in Al Gemara suggesting that once you ate in Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat again. And we have him in the Sefer Binyan Tzion, which is, as we said in our previous year, the Sefer that the Mishnah Brura actually quotes, paskening that you can't eat again. That's one observation he makes. The other observation that he makes is that according to the Binyan Tzion, and the Mishnah Brura spoke about this as well, what he's saying, the Binyan Tzion says that even if you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, you're only allowed to eat as much as you may eat, not anymore. And that's the reason that even though you ate in the morning, beheter, you can't eat in the afternoon if you don't need to eat. And that's why he said, if you have to eat, you should only eat the minimum. So according to Aruch HaNer, according to the Binyan Tzion, it's much different than what we're accustomed to thinking about. We're accustomed to thinking about Yom Kippur, as long as you ate, pachas mikashir, As long as you ate less than the shear, then the halacha is, if you have to, it's a person who's not well, that's what they should do. But we don't find that people who are eating less than the shear should start saying, let's say the shear is an ounce. So as long as you drink less than an ounce, you know you were pachas mikashir. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if you have to drink, but it would be adequate for you to drink a half an ounce, and you drank 3/4 of an ounce, even though the shear is an ounce, you shouldn't do that. And the Mishnah Berurah, as I said, paskins like the Binyan Tzion. And we don't find people should be machmir on that. So this is the general discussion of the Tzitz Eliezer regarding this issue. Very interesting tshuvas in Siman Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. And he says the two issues that I want to address that he speaks about. One is he quotes Reb Chaim Brisker. He says, Reb Chaim Brisker says, that this that we say, that we learn in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if a person is Rachman Flan sick on Yom Kippur, we give them a talakal tchila, as we just said, we give them pachas mikashir. Says the Binyan Tzion, says Reb Chaim Brisker, that's only in a preventative situation. Where you have, for example, a yuledis, a woman who gave birth, so she's not a chayel shesh besikana, she's in a weakened state. There the halacha is that Yom Kippur, we give her hakala kal tchila. But if somebody is a chayel shesh besikana, he or she is already in a situation of being a chayel shesh besikana, the halacha of hakala kal tchila doesn't apply. The whole din of fasting on Yom Kippur doesn't apply to such an individual. So says Reb Chaim Brisker, says the Tzitz Eliezer, if we follow, and he speaks about going back and forth, if that is the halacha, but if we follow the opinion of Reb Chaim, so there are very few cases where we have to do our kalakal tchila. It's only in the case of a yoledis. Anybody else with a chayel shesh besakana, according to him, is allowed to eat regular. And therefore, the point that the Binyan Tzion makes is not that important, not that relevant in most situations. That's one point. That's one issue that he discusses. But then he discusses a very interesting dimension to this question. As I said, it's the same Mechaber, the Aruch HaNer on Au Gemara, or the Binyan Tzion in his Tshuvas, take totally opposite approaches. In Au Gemara, he says, if you ate once in Yom Kippur, certainly if you ate the heter, you're allowed to eat, there's no point in you fasting anymore. In the Shas of Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, he takes the approach, like most Achroinim do, that even though you ate once, if you no longer need to eat, you have no heter to eat. So he says, when you have the same mechaber, passing one way in one sefer, and another way in another sefer, which is the opinion that we have to say he held? So he wants to suggest. So he quotes the Rev Avadia Yosef Zatzal, quotes some Achroinim that want to suggest that we follow what this Mechaber wrote in learning Pshat in the Gemara. That takes precedence. The Tzitz Eliezer disagrees. And Tzitz Eliezer, he says, he's not sure that's what Rav Avadia Yosef meant as well. He says, certainly, when there was an opinion cited in a tshuva, which is a shayla v'halacha l'maisa. So he says, the Gemara in more than one place says that when something is halacha l'maisa, it's much stronger than when something was just said in the way of a discussion and learning. And I would like to suggest that certainly when a rav is asked a shayla and he needs to give an answer, and the person who's asking the question is going to do whatever he's going to do based on this psak. So the Rav has a special siyata d'shmaya to give the right answer to make sure that the person who asked him, who wants to do the right thing, will indeed do the right thing. And therefore, since the Binyan Tzion in his tshuvas was machmer, although the very same Aruch HaNer in Al Gemara was mekel, the halacha is that we follow the opinion as the Mishnah Berurah and all the other achronim I mentioned say
that the halacha is that even though you ate once in Yom Kippur beheter, that doesn't give you a right to continue eating at any other time in Yom Kippur if you don't need to eat.